Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And have a great visit with Robert J. Fisher, CFP, the author of The Naked Portfolio Manager, Why Rules Trump Reason on Wall Street. We're talking about following through, right? The tyranny of the urgent. Wrap this up for us, Bob.
Well, one thing I'd like to recommend to all the readers, it's one of the five best books I ever read on being a successful person. And the book is called Following Through, A Revolutionary New Model for Finishing Anything You Start.
Now, that's number three, right? I don't know who four or five is, but yours is number one, and mine's number two, and this guy's and Steve Levis is number three. We don't know who the four and five are, right?
Well, I would have put you number one, but thanks for the Naked Portfolio Manager can be number two or number one, depending, you know.
So Steve Levinson wrote this book, Following Through, A Revolutionary New Model for Finishing Whatever You Start.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, the costs are huge. It's like rebates, you know. I mean, all the rebate companies know people won't follow through, so
right.
Only a small percentage of rebates will be sent in. You know, guarantees. You buy a product and, you know, send this in, and if you don't like it, and you'll
right.
get
I'm not good at that either.
Back, you know, so, but one of the things that we have to realize is that following through, cost us billions of dollars in the in healthcare costs because people don't follow through on their treatment plan.
Right.
You know, I mean,
so what do we do? How do we deal with this?
Well, I think the best thing to do, the first thing is to realize that we need to limit the number of intentions that we commit to.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first thing that we do. The second thing we do is as soon as we make an intention, then the key is designing a system that makes it easy for us to follow through, because we're relying on our willpower. And it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that we don't have the character that we need. We tend to blame ourselves when we don't follow through. The problem is not a lack of character.
Right.
It is a lack of design. So design a system, you know, a support system, or a way. You know, like I said, if you need to walk and you don't walk, go get a dog.
Well, it's the same reason why in business, what doesn't get measured doesn't get done.
Yes. And you should get an accountability coach.
If there's not an expectation of measurement, people won't do stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
In the military, we used to say, soldiers do those things best, which their leaders check.
That's right. Yep, that's exactly right. And what you're talking about is not just organizational systems. You're talking about personal systems.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, that's why we have audits. You know, that's to make sure we're in compliance with those things that we need to.
That's the reason why I work better. And you hear a lot of people say this. If you're wanting something from someone, they'll say, okay, I need you to tell me when you want this. Well, anytime. No, I need you to give me a deadline. I work best with deadlines. You hear people say that all the time.
Absolutely.
You know, I have deadlines here every week. Actually, I have a deadline every day, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I have deadlines every week here with other things. And if it weren't for those deadlines, I might be squishy about them.
Well,
so set deadlines for yourself. Is that what you should do?
Well, I think the key word is design. Design a follow-through system. That could be an accountability coach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that could be, you know, a personal trainer. That can be your spouse. That
mm-hmm.
can be a trusted friend. Or it can be somebody you pay. There's lots of excellent business coaches out there. There's, you know, the programs Vistage and Renaissance Resources.
I like the part about the spouse thing because they're good at holding you accountable, aren't they? I have a friend who said he scratched out on his W-2, I mean on his 1040 form, he scratched out spouse and wrote critic. Spouses are good at holding you accountable, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely.
And but except for me, I'd never do anything like that myself to my spouse. Hey, Bob, is good job. I enjoyed having you here today. Give us the website one more time.
Okay, the website is thevirginiathinkinginstitute.com. In the book, The Naked Portfolio Manager is available at Amazon.
All right. And I hope you check those things out, ladies and gentlemen. Bob, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Robert J. Fisher, ladies and gentlemen, F-I-S-C-H-E-R. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.